WHD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire, and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Jennifer Kuiper. Hamas is claiming responsibility for a shooting at a bus stop in Jerusalem that has killed three people. The two gunmen were fatally shot at the scene. CBS's Chris Livesay in Jerusalem points out,
we understand it. The ceasefire specifically applies to Gaza. Meanwhile, in the rest of Israel and the occupied territories, the truce does not apply. And it's sad to say, but these types of incidents of violence happened before the October 7 terror attack. And so they're not completely out of the ordinary.
Earlier in Gaza, Hamas released eight hostages and Israel freed 30 Palestinian prisoners. Montana's attempt to ban TikTok runs into a federal court roadblock. CBS's Tom Foti reports.
Under a new law there, TikTok was supposed to be banned in Montana come New Year's. But a U.S. district judge says no. In his view, the state ban oversteps state power and infringes on the constitutional right of users and businesses. That keeps the popular social media platform available as the case goes higher up in the courts.
A milestone in the Motor City when it comes to powering electric vehicles, WWJ's Ryan Marshall.
A wireless charging system embedded in the road itself. Michigan Central CEO Joshua Seierfman.
It's a quarter mile of road. It may seem small now, but it's a huge step.
Not only will electric vehicles be able to charge while in motion, they'll charge while parked.
Tesla CEO Elon Musk has rolled out deliveries of the new electric Cybertruck. Reporter Chris Fox in Austin.
Saying the future should look like the future, Musk rolled out the first deliveries of the Cybertruck from the Austin, Texas Gigafactory, calling the truck's angular stainless steel design the most unique thing on the road. It's even bulletproof.
If Al Capone showed up with a Tommy gun and emptied the entire magazine into the car door, you would still be alive.
Chris Fox for CBS News, Austin.
The price tag between $40,000 and $70,000. The National Transportation Safety Board releases details of its investigation into a close call between a FedEx plane and a Southwest Airlines jet earlier this year in Austin, Texas. The air traffic controller, who cleared both planes to use the same runways, says he couldn't see the Southwest jet because of thick fog, and he thought it would take off quickly enough to clear the runway for the FedEx plane, but that didn't happen. The FedEx pilots saw the Southwest jet at the last minute and aborted their landing, averting a disaster. Joined by the First Lady, President Biden lit the national Christmas tree near the White House, Mr. Biden telling the crowd.
This is a great tradition. One, as has been pointed out already, we've honored over 100 years where presidents and the people come together to usher in the holiday season.
This is CBS News.
Make the hiring process work for you. With Indeed's end-to-end hiring solution, you can attract, interview, and hire candidates all from one place. Start at Indeed.com/credit.
Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
Guys doing chores. How would that do on TikTok?
Sounds like you should be wearing like short shorts.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wegehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. A group of seven unions is filing a lawsuit to end the state's near total ban on collective bargaining for public employees. The lawsuit was filed in a Dane County court on Thursday. The unions argue that Act 10 led to lower pay, staffing shortages, and poor working conditions. They say that because police and firefighters are able to collectively bargain, but teachers are not, Act 10 violates the state's constitution. Meanwhile, Wisconsin teacher pay isn't keeping up with inflation. A new report from the Wisconsin Policy Forum finds that median pay for teachers in the state is 12% less than in 2009, adjusted for inflation. Teachers in Wisconsin's largest school districts got raises this year. It still doesn't appear to be enough to keep up with the cost of living. The median wage for teachers in Wisconsin is $59,000. I'm Nate Wegehout, Civic Media News.
Bucks are in Chicago. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks face off tonight against the Bulls, but Milwaukee will be without Pat Connaughton. He suffered a sprained ankle against the Heat in Miami and could miss the next few games. The Bucks learn they will host the Knicks next Tuesday night for the in-season tournament quarterfinals. College football. Wisconsin backup quarterback Miles Burkett announced he's headed for the transfer portal. He thanked Paul Christ and Luke Fickle. Burkett was a star high school quarterback in Franklin, Wisconsin, but says he's disappointed he never got any playing time this year. NFL, it's the Packers and the Chiefs on Sunday Night Football. I asked Jordan Love if he's been impressed with rookie tight end Tucker Kraft as a possible receiver.
Yeah, I mean, I think that I was definitely surprised by that in the Chargers game. You know, you see stuff in practice, but obviously sometimes in practice we're not live, so you can't see guys breaking tackles, things like that. And just like I said, I think it's something that the more he gets the ball, he's going to get more comfortable, and he's going to be doing more of that.
That's Jordan Love with Sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly clear tonight, low in the upper teens. A mix of sun and clouds for tomorrow, high mid-30s. Mostly cloudy and upper 30s for the weekend with a brief rain or snow shower possible Saturday night into Sunday morning. Currently it's 26.
Did you know this local radio station is part of Civic Media? Learn more about the entire network at civicmedia.us. Tap into what Chippewa Falls, Eau Claire, and the Chippewa Valley is talking about today. This is 93.5 The Tap. Online at thetap.fm.
Native Roots Radio may be pre-recorded.
It's a good day to be indigenous.
Get up, stand up.
They are going to become more brutal.
Couldn't cut, didn't cut again.
Because all the hippies were trying to be Indians anyway.
They're going to become more repressive because it's a matter of dollars and their illusionary concepts of power.
Hey, Victor.
We must live in balance with the earth.
And also with recent happenings at Wounded Knee.
I am awake.
Welcome to Native Roots Radio Presents. I'm awake and I'm your host, Wakunja Hade. Hey, Kutagi, to all my friends and relatives in four directions, you are listening to Native Roots Radio Presents. I'm awake, and I'm your host, Robert Pilot. Hey, we discuss here on Native Roots Radio a lot of political stuff, a lot of things, you know, that natives are doing across Turtle Island. And, you know, Haley, native issues are human issues, and human issues are native issues.
You're right, Dega. This portion of the show is supported by Native Roots Radio Network on Patreon, supporting honest Native news, stories, and events with Native Roots Radio Network on Patreon.
Well, I'm in, day five of my COVID experience, and I tested again, and I do have COVID still, but I think it's natural that it would still test because I have the antibodies still in there. But tomorrow will be the first day I'll be able to get out legally, and I'll be wearing a mask. Probably the children, women and children are probably grateful for that. But also, you know, people do not want to get sick, and I don't want to get anybody sick. So it's been an experience, Haley. It was one bad day, and I definitely think it's because of you know, being vaccinated and also taking that other drug right after it.
Absolutely, I know. We're so thankful for all of those healthcare workers and everyone who put in those hours to create vaccines and things that'll help us through kind of these symptoms that are still lingering around because COVID is still out there.
Yeah, that reminds me of one of our sponsors out there, Minsure. You know, it's that time of year again, Haley.
Yes, I know. And yeah, there's so many people sick right now, not even just with COVID, but there's, you know, RSV going around, and even our dogs are sick with that mystery virus. So make sure, you know, you're heading into the new year and you've got your health insurance ready to go for any situations. And you can head over to Minsure at minsure.org, and they will help you find the best healthcare plan that best fits your needs.
Well said. Hey, it's exciting. We get a weekly update from the great state of Wisconsin. We don't like their football team, but we do like our neighbors and we do like our relatives that live there. So why don't we take a quick listen to the governor of the great state of Wisconsin, Governor Evers.
Hey there, Native Roots Radio. Governor Tony Evers here with my weekly update.
Hey there, Wisconsin. Governor Tony Evers here.
And I'm First Lady Kathy Evers.
I was proud earlier this year to declare 2023 the year of mental health.
So as we kick off the holiday season, we want to remind Wisconsinites to take good care of yourselves, your mental health, and each other.
While the holidays can be a happy time for some, we know this season and the expectations surrounding it can also cause people to feel more stress, anxiety, loneliness, and grief.
It might be especially tough for those who've lost a loved one or faced other unique challenges over the past year.
But here in Wisconsin, no one carries their burdens alone.
So if you're able, check in on your neighbors, friends, and loved ones. And no matter what challenges you're facing, it's okay to share your feelings and ask for help.
Whether it's a mental health or substance use crisis, or you or someone you love just needs someone to talk to, help and support are available 24/7 with a call or a text to 988 or chat at 988lifeline.org. 988 provides free and confidential support, and you'll be connected to a trained counselor who is ready to listen and help.
You can also find resources and strategies to build your strength and resilience by visiting resilient.wisconsin.gov.
Remember that help and hope are always available. Let's take good care of ourselves and each other this holiday season, Wisconsin. Thanks for listening. Back to you, Robert, and Native Roots Radio.
Hey, wow, thank you, Governor Evers. That's, you know, we talk a lot about mental health here in on Native Roots Radio and how important it is, and what a great message, and it was great to hear from the First Lady of Wisconsin, too. Hey, it's a Robert Liljegren Day here, and Robert Liljegren is the CEO of Native American Community Development Institute, which we like to wear call NACD, and I'm wearing a shirt because I was hoping to get called to Shakopee to hang out with you guys, but I guess I'm just gonna have to wear the shirt for the show. Welcome, Robert.
This shirt looks good. Yeah, it looks good. Thank you. Nice to see you. Bonjour. Bonjour, Robert.
Well, we got a lot to talk about, but I just want to back up. I don't know if you've heard, but I got COVID Saturday officially for the first time.
Oh, jeez. Sorry to hear.
Well, and it came on as a cold, and I'm vaccinated, and it was an interesting story. Dr. Stately was stopping by with a wreath, and he asked Wendy if I had tested for COVID because I thought a cold was coming on, and we looked at each other like a couple of dum-dums and went, well, we have all these test kits, let's test. And sure enough, I had it. And Sunday was a rough day, but then I started taking a drug out there that I'm still taking that I really only had one bad day. And all the other days I feel like 90%.
Nice. I'm glad you're on the mend. Sorry to hear about that. Yeah. I had it for the first time in May. Very yeah. mild case, but I'm glad you're all vaccinated and everything. And I hadn't heard that you were sick, but there's a lot of COVID going around the community right now. A lot. We have yeah. staff out at COVID.
Yeah.
Well, even with Governor Evers, you know, talking about mental health and insurance, and that's why, you know, insurance is so important to have the best plan for you, because your insurance is also going to cover, you know, psychiatric and therapy and everything like that. And that's going to, you know, help you into the best program that's going to be the best for you.
Yeah, you know, I think that's such a good point. And, you know, we're still kind of parsing through the impacts of the isolation of COVID, the impacts on mental health, the impacts on relationships, you know, on workplace. And I'm starting to understand that these impacts go deeper. I think I first thought anyway, I thought, okay, we're done, we're through, yay, we're free. But people, especially a traumatized community like we work in and live in, and, you know, it had lasting impacts. I can see that now.
Yeah, and especially with our young ones. And it's crazy. I think the first time I was seeing that there's some, I have COVID memory, so I'm mumbling here, Robert. But
Yeah, no, I get it.
And I was going to cite something off the top of my head, but I can't remember it right off this second. But yeah, it's important, and it was good to see you. I don't know, have we talked since I was on the 50th floor of the IDS, kind of afraid?
No, I think that was the last time. Yeah, we were joking at NACTI about that being a super spreader event, you know.
That's what Haley was telling me, and I said no, I didn't get there, but because we were seeing people on Facebook that went and said that they had it.
Right, yeah, it was a lot of people very close together, but it was a gorgeous event. So it's got yes. You know, that's the punchline.
Yeah. Empowering. Well, Peeny Gigi too for inviting me to your table. It was very cool, and we got to see one of our guests who won and one of your mentors or mentees, I should say, that won your district city council. So that was super exciting.
Yeah. So that was the 7th Ward City Council race in Minneapolis. Katie Cashman, a young candidate that I've been supporting and working with, won, as I knew she would, and I'm just thrilled. She's just brilliant. She has just the right temperament, experience, very public, civically minded. And so I'm helping on her transition team right now into office. And she's just,
wow.
She's so impressive. She's only 30 years old.
I know.
And she's way more together than I was when I ran, when I was 30, but when I first ran for office when I was 40, she's way more together than I ever was.
Well, that's cool. Then she was a good mentee. And hey, Robert, we're going to take a quick break here and talk a little more politics with you. This is Native Roots Radio presents I'm Awake.
Stay with us.
Unwanted sexting or photos, inappropriate jokes, even tickling or wrestling can feel like a violation. Catcalling, cornering, or groping, getting them drunk or high for sex, recording sexual acts without permission, hurting someone because of their sexual orientation, raping a family member, a child, a date, a friend, a stranger. Purchasing a human being for sex, you make the choice every single time. Sexual violence is many things. Make a choice. Do not do it.
Sponsored by the Minnesota Indian Women's Sexual Assault Coalition.
Be a vaccinative. As the fall season continues, new COVID-19 variants threaten the health of not just you, but our elders as well. These new variants might even evade previous vaccines. That's why it's important to stay up to date. The newly authorized vaccines target current variants effectively and are FDA approved for ages 6 months and older. But there is an important note. These are the first COVID vaccines to be commercialized, which means there may be costs associated with them. Speak with your health insurer about your coverage before scheduling an appointment to avoid a surprise bill. For those without health insurance, help is available. Ask your health clinic about options or visit vaccines.gov for free locations. Getting vaccinated protects you from severe disease. Don't put yourself or elders at risk. So be a vaccinative and protect our community. You can visit vaccines.gov for free vaccine locations.
This message is brought to you in partnership with the Minnesota Department of Health.
Signing up for $1 bus and train rides with the Transit Assistance Program, or TAP, is quick and easy. Do it straight from your computer or phone by uploading one of the pre-approved documents listed at metrotransit.org/TAP. along with a copy of your ID. We'll mail you a go-to card with a full year of discounted rides. For questions or translation help, call 612-373-3333. 612-373-3333.
This is Leonard Peltier. I am in Coleman 1 U.S. Penitentiary, and I'm listening to Native Roots Radio.
And we're back to Native Roots Radio presents I'm Awake, and this is Robert Pilot.
This portion of the show is supported by Native American Community Development Institute, or NACDI, in Minneapolis.
Well, you say that so well, Haley. I think we should have you introduce
better than you. Better than you, Robert.
I was just going to say, Robert, we should have Haley introduce you each week instead of me. So Well, I have both you and the good doctor giving me a hard time about interchanging your great organization. So right. That's all I want to say about that.
People do that all the time. So Robert's talking about Dr. Anthony Stately, who leads the Native American Community Clinic about a block from our office, NACDI. And of course, he's NAC. So we get calls for each other all the time, and people mixing them up.
Well, let's go back real quick, and then we can move on to some politics. But I thought it was a great event. And also, I am always awe-inspired by your friend Peggy Flanagan. She hits a home run every time I hear her speak, and I get emotional. I can't help it.
Same here, same here. So Peggy Flanagan is my Whiter sister. She's also Lieutenant Governor of the state of Minnesota. And she was a speaker at this Native Rise event, which was just a wonderful event. It's a kind of a see and be seen kind of event to support one of our local organizations, the American Indian OIC, who does great work in education and have a high school as well. And it was just great. So Peggy Flanagan spoke there. It was so inspiring. It's so nice to see someone from your own world in a position like that. And she just really speaks to it from her heart. And then there was this kind of celebrities galore, right? With Kara Jade Myers was the keynote speaker from an actor in Killers of the Flower Moon. Trish Cook, a local comedian from Red Lake Nation, was hilarious as the MC. It is kind of a fun, it's fun to get dressed up and see everyone all dressed up.
Yeah, and Eddie, I'm trying to think, the author that works for the Minneapolis paper, I have his book here somewhere. Eddie spoke too, it was funny. I ran into him, and he knew me from just our Facebook conversation.
Is it Shukalet? Is that how you say his last name?
That's where we're going with. We're going to go with that.
Okay.
Yeah, so you're asking
this Indian kid.
Are you asking Mr. Are you asking Mr. Pronunciation over here? What the heck?
Right.
Ask Haley.
He spoke and read from his book, and that was really impressive as well.
Yeah, and speaking of which, too, I don't want to bounce all over the place, but I think they're working on December 16th reading or 17th reading at all my relations art gallery for that Ho-Chunk book that's coming out, and I'm really excited to do a reading.
Very
there.
Very cool.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm glad you're going to be in the gallery.
Great. Yeah. She's going to come in and read and give out copies and sign them, and we're going to make a big deal out of it and get as many people down there as we can. And then she's going to come to the Ho-Chunk office the next day and do a reading and give out some books too.
So much going on in the community. I love it. We're a community of plenty.
Right? Definitely. My daughter's in a play, so I'll be going to the play because tomorrow will be the first day that I am healthy and will have to wear a mask and go somewhere. But also, I think there's a Minnesota Indian Chamber of Commerce going on this week, too, on Friday.
Oh, my goodness. I did not have my tickets. I'll have to see if I can still get one.
Well, I won't be able
to
go.
It's a big deal event as well.
Yeah, it really is. I won't be able to.
Is it hand out of Mystic Lake out in Shakopee?
Yes. And Ho-Chunk is young Ho-Chunk is running that. As a matter of fact, who works with the governor and for the governor and the lieutenant governor too? And her mother, who just passed away, she's taken over and helping with that. And I know she's worked with them for a long time, so. Good luck to that. And I just think a big group like that and just having COVID, it probably wouldn't be good for me to go.
Yeah, that's smart, I'm sure. Yeah, I emceed the event several years ago, back when I was on city council, and through our late beloved Ho-Chunk sister, Marlene Hagemel, kind of invited me and engineered me in there. And I know you know Marlene, your friend Mike Gozzi from the American Indian Community Development Corporation used to describe himself as one of Marlene's minions.
Yeah.
And, you know, I'm proud to put myself in that class as well. But that was when I first realized, wow, I'm one of her minions. Because Marlene really directed, you know, every aspect of my time emceeing my script, my rehearsal, even my wardrobe, you know, and she'd go up on stage and say this, and I'd go up on stage and say that. You know?
Yeah.
I thought, well, I am now one of Marlene's minions and proud of it.
Well, as you know, Marlene got me elected. She got on the hotline, and we totally miss her. We just named a room after her in the office. And
I saw that. That looks so beautiful.
Yeah, and we all had stories, and she was one of the people that told me to run. And then also when I tied in the primary, she got on the phone and made a lot of calls for me, and I appreciate her. And but I feel like I was one of her minions too, because whenever her her name would come up on my phone, I would definitely answer it no matter what. Oh, I was.
Yep. And then you do what she told you to do, right?
Yep.
She just had this brilliant way of understanding how sort of levers of power worked in different places, different ecosystems, different units of government, both tribal and in U.S. governments and local. And then she knew how to amplify her impact by engaging people, putting people in those, helping to put people in those places where they could access the levers of power, and then telling them exactly what she wanted them to do. And
yeah.
She had a lot of impact for one person.
Well, and not only that, you know, she was the Reverend Marlene. She married Lieutenant Governor and Tom.
Yep, I was there.
I didn't know that. Yeah, I'm still a little buttered about not getting. I didn't get invited.
It was a tiny wedding. I was kind of surprised I got invited, actually. But yeah. Peggy is my little sister, as I call her. So, yeah, she was the first Native woman ordained within the Lutheran Church.
That's right. That's absolutely right.
Yeah.
Hey, let's jump. I know we only got a few more minutes here, but I wanted to jump ahead here and talk a little bit about George Santos. Help me.
Okay. So George Santos is a slow motion train wreck that I have not been able to look away from. And I wish I could. And I keep refreshing a couple of blogs to see when he's going to actually get expelled from Congress, because that vote could happen today. It's more likely to happen tomorrow. It's very likely to pass. And so he'll be only one of six people ever to be expelled from Congress. And he's just this, you know, I'm guessing most of us have known people like that, you know, who are sort of pathological liars and compulsive about making up stories. You just don't think they're going to get elected to Congress, right? And he keeps arguing that the voters of New York's 3rd District put me in office, and, you know, I'll stay here until I can't anymore. And I was just thinking about earlier today, you know, they didn't put him in Congress. They put this sort of fake image that he built on lies in Congress, and he should leave. And I was also thinking earlier, just before we came on the air, that, you know, you have these compulsive liars, these really despicable people who are getting elected to these national offices. And really, I think Trump was kind of the vanguard of that, right? I mean, so then everyone knew how dishonest he was, how despicable he was, and they still, you know, elected him president. And I really feel like he showed the way. There's another congressman, I think he's from Tennessee, who's kind of coming under a microscope right now as well. Very similar to George Santos, and, you know, sort of fabricated his whole story and has been doing bad things with his newfound power. And so he might, you know, it just seems like it's become kind of the norm. I mean, I don't think anyone thinks all politicians are 100% honest 100% of the time, but you just don't expect this.
Yeah, and then we have a new Speaker of the House, too, that there's finding a lot of quotes when he possibly never thought he would be Speaker of the House, and he was not really vetted out, and I really feel like there's a train wreck, too, in slow motion.
You know,
I just... There's just things coming up, Robert, that he's said in the past, and, you know, it's crazy.
Yeah, so this Mike Johnson, Speaker of the House, he is extreme. I mean, he's probably the most extreme right Speaker of the House of my lifetime. He is promoting a very specific viewpoint, the MAGA perspective and agenda. the Christian nationalist agenda, and he thinks he can be squeaky clean because nobody really knows anything about him. But now you're right. You know, all this stuff's percolating up. The internet is forever, right? All this stuff is percolating up.
And great to see you, you know, spend time with us.
If anyone knows what's on tap, it's the Chippewa Valley. We're talking about everything that's on tap in your world today. 93.5, The Tap.
CBS News Brief. Israeli officials reportedly learned of Hamas's plan to attack more than a year before it happened. That according to the New York Times. And the Middle East Institute's Bilal Saab says that Israelis did not believe that Hamas would pull off something so spectacular.
This is not a problem of intelligence or information, if you want to call it raw information from the Israelis. They had plenty of it. That puzzle was nearly perfect.
Montana's attempt to ban TikTok fails in federal court. CBS's Tom Foti reports the app remains available in that state.
Montana's legislature was the first state to try to ban it. TikTok and some of its content creators contend the Montana ban violates free speech rights.
President Biden and the First Lady welcome the holidays by lighting the national Christmas tree near the White House.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1. All right, you got it.
Merry Christmas, everybody. CBS News Brief, I'm Jennifer Kuiper.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wegehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. A leadership race is underway in the Wisconsin State Senate. Democratic Minority Leader Melissa Agard is leaving the legislature to run for Dane County Executive. Senators Jeff Smith and Diane Hesselbein tell Up North News they plan to run for the post. The Journal Sentinel reports Senator Keller Royce is also interested. A vote is expected by the end of the day on Friday. President Biden does better with likely voters in recent polls, while Donald Trump does better with less than likely voters, assuming that's the presidential matchup next year. Pollster Charles Franklin.
When we look at likely voters, Biden does a bit better. When we look at the less than likely voters, Trump does better with them.
Franklin spoke at a forum at Marquette University on Wednesday. I'm Nate Wegehout, Civic Media News.
As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
Maybe we'll have a cookie trade.
I like that idea. I like that a lot.
We'll eat them while we're on the show.
Because everyone loves listening to people on the radio eat.
Calvin, what's your favorite cookie?
Shout out to my mom's. She makes these sour cream cookies around Christmas time, and they're really good.
My mouth just watered.
As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Brock. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly clear tonight, low in the upper teens. A mix of sun and clouds for tomorrow, high mid-30s. Mostly cloudy in upper 30s for the weekend with a brief rain or snow shower possible Saturday night into Sunday morning. Right now it's 22.
OpUS Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
From Liney Lodge and Carson Park, the entire Chippewa Valley is tapping in to the station talking about your hometown and all of Wisconsin. 93.5, The Tap.
Welcome back to Native Roots Radio Presents. I'm Awake, and this is Robert Pilot.
This portion of the show is supported by the Minnesota Indian Women's Sexual Assault Coalition.
Hey, we got a guest coming up, Robert. Blake, it's the Robert Show plus Haley today, and then we have Roya later talking about... the play that she's in, and our relative, my daughter, Mahinu Jaleesa McKee, is in this play too, and plays a redheaded stepchild. So that's something here in District 4 we feel like as a Ho-Chunk, but hey, that's a whole nother story, Haley.
Yes, so that show, it's New Native Theater, and that is, it's playing at the Red Eye Theater in Minneapolis, actually. And this production is A Christmas in Ochapi. So, and we're going to be out there tomorrow, right, Robert? We're going to be masked up and not spreading COVID, yeah. But we'll be there.
Definitely. We'll get there a little early, so we have good seats and can really, you know, for me to be able to hear. You know,
right.
I'm getting old. I'm wondering, is everything sound good out there, Dawn? I know Dawn said our audio is going in and out on Facebook and YouTube, but I think it was possibly me and my controls and my COVID controls, Haley. I think they've taken over and spread Robert Lilligren and put him on mute and all these things that that happen when you have COVID. You know, hey, yeah. Hey, it's Robert Blake from Red Lake, Bob Blake with the Solar Bear with the Solar News. Oh-hoo, welcome.
Oh-ho, Robert, you've got COVID. Wow.
First time.
Oh, man, that's a bummer. I'm sorry, but, I mean, you look good. I mean, you know.
As good as I can.
Yeah, and you know, Robert, I got to tell you, you know, you have COVID, but I got to tell you, really interesting thing, because we always talk about the Solar Bear with the Solar News, right?
Yes.
Well,
yes.
This evening, we're going to have a big solar, you know, flare storm happening.
Yeah.
And you're going to be able to see the lights tonight from about 11 p.m. to about 3 a.m. So... You know, here at the Solar Bear with the Solar News, we try to get all things solar, including solar flares.
Right on.
including the Aurora Borealis.
Yeah. And this was...
I had to give you some applause.
Exactly. And I think that this is kind of like the party, you know, like someone saying to like, Robert, everything's going to be okay. This is a good sign.
Yeah.
Because you've got COVID and... We're getting the solar flare like this. I think it's kind of all connected. Am I stretching that?
We're of earth and sky. I believe that. So
we need some good energy. Let's take it.
Yeah. So I think this is just like the planet telling us, hey, Robert, you're going to be fine. You know, we've got the solar. The you know, the Northern Lights happening.
Yeah. Well, we're going to go check it out. I peaked on Sunday I had one bad day and I'm, you know, quadruple vaxxed and all that. And I took Paxiloid and Dr. Stately told me to take that. And I've really been at 90% ever since. So I'm doing pretty good other than, you know, my normal brain fog, I'm just blaming it on COVID right now. It's just, it's always been there.
Hey, Robert, some really interesting news out of Texas.
Yeah.
And this is the Electric Reliability Council of Texas, which is basically their grid network, their electric network, right down there, mm-hmm. ERCOT. And, anyways, they put about 14.2 gigawatts of renewable energy solar online last year. Now, this is the second most amount of solar being put on the grid compared to Florida. Florida's leading the way. And if you think about it, these are two Republican states that are that are going gangbusters on solar, right? But I think the interesting thing about this particular story is how quickly they're getting the interconnection agreements for these projects to the grid. And they're really showing the rest of the country, I think, on how that this can happen at a faster pace, which has been the problem across the country, is these interconnections between these solar projects and the grid.
Mm-hmm.
And Texas, a big, you know, state around corporations, you know what I'm saying?
And oil.
They're just, yeah, they are just really going gangbusters around independent energy producers being allowed to connect to the grid. And that's a good thing, Robert. And so I applaud them in doing this. And I say to the rest of the country, including Minnesota, that maybe we should take a look at what how they're doing things in Texas, because, you know, being allowed to put all this renewable energy onto the grid and of course, you know, that happening, you know, allows, you know, folks like us to make a choice of whether we want our energy to be from coal-fired plants or we want our energy to be from renewable energy like solar.
Right. I'd be interested to see and follow the money on those two states and how they got that done and who's getting paid what, because that's always kind of the tricky part, getting connected to the grid, because we're taking business away from these coal mines and, you know, all these other things like nuclear places. And
so, yes, Mr. Pilot, you just answered the big question right there. What kind of influence does the utilities have in Texas, right? What kind of influence does the utilities have in these other states, right? Mm-hmm. That is the million-dollar like question right there. And obviously, the utilities don't have as much sway in Texas as they do in other states. So, that's exactly where that goes. That's exactly where that story goes. Another interesting story that just came out is solar module prices may reach 10 cents a watt. This is incredible, because if you think about maybe 10 years ago, Robert, it's probably about $100 a watt. Now it's at 10 cents a watt. I mean, they come down tremendously, probably cheaper than coal. So to produce energy now, it's no wonder that utilities are feeling the heat, Robert, because they have 80-year coal contracts that they got to service, you know. Wow. So, you know, they're scheduled to sell you and me power for the next 80 years from coal-fired power, right, at a certain price point. Now, with solar coming down so cheaply under coal, under natural gas, on par with probably natural gas, you know, you get the sense that, you know, that, I mean, why not have in the utilities try and block any which way that they can for solar to come on board, you know, because let's face it, our solar and renewable energy is just so cheap now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And, well, that's a good thing. That is a real good thing.
And then the old
calculator story I've given to you to tell people.
Yeah, absolutely. That's really where it does, right, Robert? The old calculator story, because look at how everything has become so efficient. Robert, one of the last stories here is millions of sustainable jobs are available if you have the right skills. Was talking to some folks today out of New Jersey, out of the East Coast, that were out in Washington, D.C. that I work with. And they were telling me that they were at this this job conference, employment conference, workforce conference development. And, you know, we got the skill sets that people are going to need, this is where they're kind of finding some of the bridges that need to be built so we could get folks into these careers. They're finding out we've got a shortage. So there's going to be a lot of opportunity in the future to get involved in the transition, but people are going to have to get skilled up, Robert, is what they're saying they're finding out. So there's a great article out there on Business Insider talking about this very issue.
It's exciting too, and it's a new frontier, and people, I remember when I had students in high school that were really, I had no idea how to run a computer or what a URL was, and they were getting jobs in the IT field right out of high school. And I think something like that's going to be happening now too, because we're transitioning, and we also need workers.
Yeah, yeah, and I think what happened, Robert, and you know, I was on the governor's workforce development board, and one of the things that we were talking about there was, you know, we knew the gray tsunami was coming, right? We knew we were going to have all these retirees coming, and then we were going to have like the biggest, like, you know, graduating class in United States history. What we didn't count on was COVID, and that was the big curveball that got thrown workforce, you know, to the entire country. So, you know, and then we have to adjust our, and then we miscalculated how much that affected folks out here. So those are the two things that I think that we're going to be grappling with. And so, I mean, you know, be very nice to those folks that have shown up to work to like be your waiter or your waitress, right, or serve you. Because I'm telling you right now, Robert, not too far in the future, we're going to have robots, because we just don't have enough folks to fill in all these jobs that we're going to be having. I think currently right now we have, what, 4 to 5 jobs for every one person in the state of Minnesota looking for one. So, I mean, these are incredible statistics, and it's happening like that across the board.
Wow. You got a minute left. We got anything else to report, Bob?
Yeah, last thing here, a really good story that just came out too, real quickly, Robert, there are exactly 5,000 car chargers that need to put into Western state parks.
Whoa.
Yeah, and get this. Those are just the state parks. So we still need to build out a big part of our infrastructure around EVs. So that's the Solar Bear with the Solar News, Robert.
Wow, thanks a lot, Robert Blake from Red Lake, the Solar Bear with the Solar News. Thank you much. We'll see you next week. Happy holidays, as always. Go Vikings, Skol. Oh, hey, we'll be right back with Roya. Roya will be giving us an update on the play, and we're excited. We'll be right back.
Stay with us.
Back to school season is here. And while this is an exciting time for parents, kids, and educators, let's not forget how far we've come in our battle against COVID-19. We're in a better place, but COVID-19 is still here, and we need to continue to help protect our communities. With the flurry of new schedules and classrooms, let's not overlook the fundamentals of staying safe. Wash your hands regularly and watch for any symptoms like fever, chills, a cough, or shortness of breath. Should you or someone you know have COVID-19 symptoms, stay home and get tested. Find more tips on continuing to be safe at health.state.mn.us. Let's have this back-to-school season be a time of renewed commitment to our collective health and brighter future for our Native communities. Again, find more tips on continuing to be safe at health.state.mn.us.
This message is brought to you in partnership with the Minnesota Department of Health.
Hi, I'm Claudia with MinSure, Minnesota's official health insurance marketplace. With MinSure, you can compare health plans from multiple companies and get free help from a trusted expert. Whatever health plan you choose with MinSure, it's guaranteed to cover essential benefits so you can get the care you need. See if you qualify for discounts, available only through MinSure. If you need quality, comprehensive health insurance, get started now at MinSure.org.
Hi, this is Representative Sharice Davids from Kansas. I'm Ho-Chunk, and you're listening to Native Roots Radio.
And we're back to Native Roots Radio Presents. I'm Awake, and this is Robert Pilot. Hey, welcome back to Native Roots Radio Presents. I'm Awake, and I'm your host, Robert Pilot.
This portion of the show is supported by Howling for Wolves, protecting wolves for future generations.
Ho! Oh. Hey, we're here with Roya, a white eagle, and we are checking in live in downtown Minneapolis. You are our arts and entertainment correspondent here, and you have a big surprise for everyone to talk about. Roya, welcome.
Yeah, hi, Robert. Hi, Haley. It's good to be back. I know we all took last weekend off. Well, I think we had a pre-recorded program that was running on Thursday evening. So, but it's great to be here.
Did you have a good Thanksgiving?
Yes, I did. Went down to Chicago, spent some time there. Unfortunately, didn't get a chance to stop at the Ho-Chunk Casino for the buffet spread, but that's okay.
Yeah, definitely. Hey,
to mention that, well, one thing is the little thumbnail is, has me as Roya White. I might be Scottish or French somewhere in my lineage, but I don't necessarily claim that. But it is, you know, I am now going by Roya White Eagle.
Yeah. So
the banner that you posted, it was Roya Taylor. That's fine. But I am undergoing a legal name change, so that's big news for me here.
Well, Roya, if you were Ho-Chunk and your last name was White Eagle, I'm related to the White Eagle. So, again, we may be related somehow.
Yeah, there's White Eagles that are Ho-Chunk, yeah.
Definitely. Hey, so what's going on? There's we had Gary Farmer speaking upon hopefully what you're going to be talking about yesterday at our Rock Solid show. What is going on here in the Twin Cities, and what are you doing?
Well, you know, I'll mention a couple of activities that are going on this weekend. In fact, one of them is going to be starting here in a few minutes, I think around 6 o'clock this evening, Thursday evening. But first of all, I just want to tell everybody that, and this has been a long time coming, because you were talking about Gary Farmer before the show started, and he actually was assisting us in the workshopping, the stage reading of this a couple of years back, 2018, I believe. And then I was one of the original cast members in a 10-minute version, a very short version of this called Christmas in Ochapi. And it is written, the playwright is Montana Cypress, who is Miccosukee. Don't confuse that with Seminoles down there in Florida. And don't confuse it with Seminoles from Oklahoma either.
We will anyway, not.
Directors, Sarah Polatsky Warzia was the original 10-minute play version. And now we have a whole new cast. I'm the one holdover from that, and I'm not playing any of the roles that I did before. So you'll have to come and see it, but I can give you a hint. I should have worn my cap. To do with Reservation Police. So,
nice. Mind you. I always thought of you sometime as, you know, there used to be a show called Police Woman. And
yeah.
now with Angie Dickinson. So I can see that. I can see that.
Oh, that reminds me. Before this evening's performance, we've got the second of two previews. I got to probably go back to the legs. And certainly had to put on. You caught me at an early time here. I don't have my makeup on yet. So.
Oh, well. Hey, so tell everybody what we're talking about and where and how they can see the play and who's in it. And you know the scene.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, let me get up and take you down to the stage. If I can walk without looking where I'm going and then walking backwards occasionally. I had to take a whole class on doing that to learn how to walk backwards on stage. You can see right behind me then.
Oh, nice set.
Is the, yeah. See all around there? This is a story that is about a Miccosukee family down in Florida in the Everglades right off of Alligator Alley. And it involves a mother, a dad, and two grown sons. And it's kind of a comedy of errors, an absurdist comedy. And, well, here we go. Stop right here. I'm going to have you say hello to one of our assistant stage managers.
I'm an artistic producer and a props designer.
Yeah, this is Trey Porter.
How are we doing? Cool.
Hey. He's originally from up north. Mm-hmm. What's going on here? Okay, go ahead. We can't see you. I hope this doesn't log us off here. Oh. Okay.
See me there?
There we go.
Yeah, we see you. You're looking good.
Looking good.
Oh, thank you.
Easy, not that good. Hey, ho. So how has it been working with Roya? You know, I heard that she can be kind of, you know, she's got her trailer and it's hard to get to her. And
well, we love divas. We love our talented actors. We cherish them. We appreciate them for exactly who they are.
Good answer. That's very sacred of you. Ho.
Yeah. Speaking as one diva to another.
Exactly.
That's awesome.
Well, we've got some repairs going to the sofa because that's been destroyed over rehearsal since we occupied the space about 2 weeks ago. Anyway, we, like I said, we had the first preview last night.
Mm-hmm.
second of two previews. Tomorrow night is the opening night.
Yeah.
And, that's at 7:30 every night. And then at 2 o'clock on Sunday afternoons. So you can go to Brown Paper Tickets. It's a Christmas in Ochopee. O-C-H-O-P-E-E is how it's spelled. And the suggested price is $35, but it is a pay what you can show. And then we have a special rate for this this weekend. So tonight, Thursday night, Friday night, Saturday night, and Sunday afternoon, if you will contact New Native Theater and let them know that you're interested in coming, you can get in free.
Wow.
Except for Ho-Chunk, I think.
Double for a Ho-Chunk.
No. No, it's kind of one of those nice deals, similar to what happened at a recent major production downtown. So,
yeah, we won't talk about that production anymore. But, hey, no, I'm just kidding. We're here with Roy White Ego, host of Good Medicine on KFAI, and we're talking about this play. And how did my Hinu do?
I was going to tell you that. You know, I'm sitting right next to her or them in the dressing room. I've got a photo. I'll send it to you later. I probably should have sent it to you so you could put it up of the cast last night before we were going on stage. So that's been a lot of fun. Mm-hmm. If you don't know, Jaleesa McKee, she is playing Audrey, who is the love interest of one of the brothers. Mm-hmm. And he's bringing her home for the very first time to meet his Miccosukee family. And that just unleashes a whole bunch of craziness. There's a wedding. There is a death. Mm-hmm. And there's an alligator involved. And a big feast, big barbecue.
And she sent us a message, a warning about, because, you know, Wendy's a vegan, about eating an alligator. So we have to be careful and know when to cover Wendy's eyes.
And ears. Yeah, it's too bad. They had the prototype out here last night. I don't see it anywhere around. So, but it stars Thomas Draskovic, who is Lakota.
Yes.
Head of the family, and Genevieve Page, I believe she's White Earth. She plays the matriarch of the family. And then we have some newcomers. So James Harvin, who's originally Rapanoic from New York, and he plays the brother to the matriarch. He's Leroy, an itinerant, evangelical, crazy fundamentalist. Well, I don't know if he's a fundamentalist, but he's loud, a preacher. And he has a Cuban girlfriend, played by Rebecca Crisanta Ibarra, and then David Valentine, who is, he's Cree and Métis from the Seattle area. He plays the older brother.
Hey, one more time, how people can get tickets, and what are the show times?
Sure, it's 7:30 every night, so Wednesday through Saturday, 2 p.m. on Sundays, and then it's Brown Paper Tickets, Christmas in Ochopee, O-C-H-O-P-E-E, or take advantage of that special this weekend, call or email New Native Theater.
Get a selfie with Roya and the cast, and she may sign an autograph for the program for you. Hey, Roya, thanks for stopping in. We'll see you Friday for sure.
I'll give you a big kiss as well.
Right on. Get that lipstick on. Ho-wah. Hey, if you're listening to this show, you're part of the resistance. We're still here. This is Native Roots Radio Presents. I'm Awake.
And Free Leonard Peltier. Now.
Would you let animals pick your insurance? You really need to experience mayhem to get the best rates? Or how about a celebrity quarterback or fake university saving you money? There's a lot of marketing stunts when it comes to insurance, but what you really need is someone looking out for you. Call Array Insurance, and they will work hard to find you the best insurance coverage and rates. So avoid gimmicks and call Cheryl at Array, 763-504-3067 or arrayinsurance.com. Array Insurance, working hard for you.
Local talk about our hometown and all of Wisconsin has gone untapped until now. You're on 93.5 The Tap. Make sure and tell your friends. You can always continue the conversation on social media.
Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Don't let biased algorithms, or degree screens, or exclusive professional networks, or stereotypes. Don't let anything keep you from discovering the half of the workforce who are stars. Workers skilled through alternative routes rather than a bachelor's degree. It's time to tear the paper ceiling and see the stars beyond it. Find out how you can make stars part of your talent strategy at tearthepaperceiling.org. Brought to you by Opportunity at Work and the Ad Council.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap, WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire, and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Jennifer Kuiper. A busload of 30 Palestinian prisoners